attached. Or he makes what Gutierrez calls a ta-da gesture, holding out one arm while he puts the other paw on his knee. Goofy also blows kisses and can make the sound of a kiss. He laughs by raising his paws to his mouth, but when I try it, Gutierrez says it looks like I'm sneezing. It's time to move on to autographs, which are avidly collected by adults as well as children. Walt had decreed that each character's signature had to match wherever it was obtained to preserve the illusion that each character is unique. The notion that all signatures must match seems to have become something of an obsession, and Gutierrez makes me practice Goofy's distinctive signature over and over until I get it right. This isn't that easy, given that Goofy's gloved paw has just four appendages. At 10 a.m., it's time to leave for the Animal Kingdom, though I definitely could use more practice. This has been too much to absorb in just a few hours. I'm taken to a large cast building just outside the park fences. Inside, other character actors are going through a class of stretching and warm-up exercises. They are trim, limber, and all look like professional dancers. The costume warehouse is vast, with long racks of outfits stretching far into the distance. I pull on a pair of black tights and a tight black spandex shirt. I'm feeling warm even before the padded layer of fur and the colorful safari outfit. Carrying the head, Gutierrez leads me to a van, and she offers encouragement as we drive the short distance to an air-conditioned trailer just outside a door into the park. I feel like an astronaut being taken to the capsule for liftoff. Remember, she tells me, to these children you are a bigger celebrity than anyone you know from the adult world. Inside the trailer I'm given a cloth cap to keep my hair down, and then the heavy head is placed on my shoulders and fixed to the cap. There's another Goofy in the trailer taking a break between his 30-minute shifts, and he looks amused as I struggle with the headgear. Minutes later, I'm in the park. Gutierrez is hovering nearby in case of emergency. After my first successful encounter with the young girl, I'm feeling exhilarated. My adrenaline is kicking in. People surround me. Children are lining up to get my autograph. Shy faces glowing with excitement. I frantically try to remember everything Gutierrez taught me. Nod, laugh, wave, blow a kiss, gesture, get down on one knee, act silly. With my impaired vision, I fail to notice a young boy has come alongside, and when I turn my head, I bump him with my nose. Moments later, I hear a shrill voice, "Mommy, Mommy, Goofy hit me on the head!" Oh my God, a lawsuit, I'm thinking. But Gutierrez doesn't seem to be reacting, and in any event, there are too many other autograph and photo seekers competing for my attention. Plenty of adults want their pictures taken, too, which gives me a welcome opportunity to stand up. "It must be hot in there," murmurs one man as the flash goes off. "You'd better believe it," I'm thinking, even though I maintain a strict silence. In all the excitement, I'd barely noticed how hot it was, but I'm now so drenched in sweat that the cloth cap to which the goofy head is attached is starting to creep down my forehead. Soon it's past my eyebrows, and my already limited vision is further obscured. Locked inside my costume, there's nothing I can do to stop it. At this rate, Goofy is going to go blind in a matter of minutes. Out of the increasingly narrow slit through which I can still see, a young boy has approached. He has blonde hair and looks like he might be 3 years old. "Give Goofy a hug."